Hey, Coach. I'm just wondering if you know who's going to start in goal on Friday.
Still early. Actually, let's keep these media calls on Wednesday. But I genuinely mean it's still early. Obviously, we're happy. Both are in play.
Are you trying to get to a point, just at some point this season, where you do have a number one, like last year with Callie, where it's like she's going to be the person that you go to, and or is like, are you kind of cool with a tandem? Like, how's that going to work?
Yeah, I honestly think, like, based on how both of them have played, I think it's gonna get to the point where I'm gonna be happy making decisions on who's helping us get wins. And it's not all on them, right? But I think it's getting a flow going. It's how the team feels in front of you. It's timely saves, and it's not about one needing one goalie to steal it. But we start getting some wins here, and we give, the ability for each of them to earn a runway and feel good. I think they're gonna tell their own story. But my mind is open based on what we've seen so far and what's gonna help the group and help them be at their best.
Marcus, I know you've been itching for a question there.
Thanks, Ashley. Coach, what can you kind of take away from these first five games of non-conference play?
A lot at this point. And funny enough, from the journey itself in these 3 weeks of competition, being tested the way that we have, the experiences within it with our new group, the pathway and where we need to put our energy is kind of showing itself, which I'm really excited about. And it doesn't mean that's why we scheduled the games, to stress our environment, to see where we're at, to see where our strengths are and where we need to get better. And I feel like those five games did that. And excited for the work we're going to put in the next few weeks here.
Sam.
Like at 0-5, like how do you kind of prevent the panic button from going off, right? And like kind of keep the perspective like we're heading in the right direction. Like how do you kind of just keep everyone calm, even though, because like the record is obviously not, doesn't look great.
Yeah, it's doing everything with your environment to make sure they can't even look outward from there. And I think we learned a lot about where we were, and I'm constantly learning as a coach every year. It's not always the same approach, but the same philosophy. And how do we meet this group where they are? And you can't just pick up where you left off last year. That's not how it works, right? In any new team. And so how do we help make this theirs? Set the environment and let them earn their way to where it's theirs and they're proud of it with the habits they build, the trust they build, and then the execution they're going to build in games.
Well, Marcus and Sam.
I guess what's kind of the approach heading into UNH, especially with their goaltending tandem they have there?
Creating quality scoring chances, that's for sure. But also getting more time in the ozone. I think obviously we didn't get the ultimate point in the win column last weekend, but we had more sustained ozone time than we've had. We finally started changing better. I just think we hadn't had enough attention to detail to that point to where it stressed us out more than it should have, just doing it right. And the hope is that it won't stress us out doing it right as much, and we're thinking about offense more. And as we go from there, creating those that goalie proof offense over time.
I was gonna ask, do you feel like you've had enough possession and sustained ozone time as much as you want, I guess, so far this year? Are you still not all the way there yet?
I don't think we'll ever get to as much as I would truly want in a game, because that would be a really relaxing game if that's what we're doing. But I think that maturity, this group has so much potential, and I'm excited we're at the point where we have even enough video and sequences from our game that you can say it's a subtle read of like how you end your shift and why, and is that shot the last one you take? Like, we're far enough along that I'm excited to where you draw awareness to things that you can't draw awareness to unless we're even part of the way there, if that makes sense. So the combination of puck management, shot selection, and the way that we're beginning and ending our shifts, I think we're at an exciting point to kind of make that a staple.
Marcus?
With it being one game this weekend, like how much weight is there in a win or in a win to open up hockey's play?
I don't sp like we definitely want to win, no doubt. But I'm just more excited to truly see if what our identity can be. from this and see the game that we can put together, the 60 minutes. I feel like we're on the cusp. I did like our environment for a full 60 minutes last weekend. All things considered, it felt a little bit more mature, a little bit more, professional. And I'm just excited to keep seeing if we can make that feeling better every day, that what they're learning in games, they're solving problems in games. And, I'm not riding the highs and lows of shift to shift, trying to get one win,
Sam.
I was curious, like after 5 games, like do you feel like you've learned, is there anywhere that you feel like this team's identity and just like the way you want to play with them kind of has to be different to last year? Have you learned anything about that? Or do you feel like you can still kind of get them to a place where they're playing the same as you guys were playing at the end of last year?
Definitely different. But I think the biggest thing that's been highlighted is where the group's identity is as a whole, as much as individuals. Like, and there's the skills, yes, and ability, but it's where does everyone's mindset meet? And I think we've learned that. And then, okay, where do we gotta, where's the foundation need to be built? Did we start too far ahead? And I think because of our skill set and our different makeup talent-wise, I think the ultimate product that we're working towards will look and feel different with the same mentality and similar identity to what we played with last year. But everyone's journey towards getting there will be different. And it might end up creating a little bit of a different look once they do.
Do you have any idea like how it might look different ultimately? Like, what do you think the best version of this team on the ice is going to look like?
Even more creativity within our landscape. Like I think, kind of like I said, we're talking about them being able to make reads and make decisions and solve problems as a group that I think this team has an ability to get to, so that it's like it's going to seem even more free, even though the habits and the discipline and the reason they're making decisions is there, but they're going to be the ones making them ultimately when they're out there on the ice.
Sam again.
I also wanted to ask, I don't know if you've seen, but I think Vermont has a win over St. Lawrence and Maine beat Cornell last weekend. And BC had the Minnesota Southern Minnesota, and they won all their Hockey East games. I think this is going to be a deeper Hockey East than we saw last year.
Yeah, this is a fun time of the season, and we're trying to give some context to where we're at, but it's cool. It's been a fun preseason to see hockey's teams chip away and steal some big wins, and it gives you excitement going into our league play. And it's always competitive. I think the landscape of women's hockey is always going to be competitive, but excited to see how that translates into our league play as we get going.
Go ahead.
I have one more. Do you kind of sell the Hockey's opener as like the start of a new season almost? Is that something you kind of tell them, like, because now the non-conference is not all the way over, but like basically over? Like this is kind of this is where it actually starts. Is that something you sell to them or not really?
Not my gut instinct right now, maybe the opposite. I think it's this group's challenge is that it has expectations this year, and you want to fear it on both sides. It's not like, and that's definitely, and I just feel like coming out of the 5 games and where we are, I don't think that needs to be our mindset. We don't need the carrot or the fresh start. Like, we want to find a place to build. And it's going to feel a bit different, less travel, which all that kind of stuff, and familiar opponents. And in a way, it's harder. It's familiar opponents. It's league play. So I don't think it's try not to simplify it, I think, because I'm proud of the start we've had, and I'm proud that we've identified where we are now, and it's a build, not a fresh start.